There. I think it just started recording now, too.
Oh, well.
Effing got my whole rhythm thrown off, man.
What, because of those people?
Yeah.
You can hear us.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't care.
You effing C-word.
Let the message get out.
How dare you do your show?
It was so awkward, man, coming in here.
First of all, is it just me or does it smell like... Are we on air? I don't even know if we're on air. Oh. Yeah, we're on. We're on. We got the whole program feed.
All right.
Oh, my God. My whole rhythm is screwed. I am seething, man.
At least the guy made the seat up warm for me.
It smelled like cigar.
I was going to say, it smelled like smoke and old people.
Cigar cheap perfume. That's what it smells like. Oh, my God. If this is going out on air, we'll never have a show again. I don't care, man. Let this be my blaze of glory.
It smells like Black and Milds and vermouth.
Yeah. Good Lord. Well, let's welcome everyone to Papa's Basement as I piss and moan. We typically get in here. It's an empty studio. Today we had our previous show. What is it? On the Commons? I don't know. It's a show about housing associations.
Crap.
Yeah, we got a country song outro that I listen to and have memorized because I hear it every friggin'. And that's what you were hearing during my show. And I didn't get that she was waiting for it to run out.
Like, I was like, what
I'm just
doing?
Sitting here seething, staring over my shoulder like, what are you doing? And she's peering over my shoulder. She was waiting for her stinking country song outro to finish, which, by the way, is a cool outro. I'm sorry. It's catchy.
You mean she just wanted to hear the whole song?
No. She said, whenever you're ready to go, take it out. And I was getting myself situated. I forgot, why she was just sitting here staring over my shoulder with her eyes burning into the back of my head. And it dawned on me she's waiting for her CD copy of the friggin' show.
Ah, okay, so she's waiting
God
for her CD.
Damn it. I even had, this good intro planned out. Don't get to do it now.
Yeah,
so,
you do. Don and Mike do that all the time, where they do the
just
intro,
cut, they
like,
talk
15
and they
minutes.
Into the intro. All right.
We haven't formally started the show, so the pre-show.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't done the Don and Mike song that starts it.
The pre-show
warm-up. Because I had something lined up for us, Rambo-oriented. We'll do that.
Nice.
But this is what I came up with, inspired by our friend, who, by the way, I'm not really bad-mouthing. It's just I really got my ass thrown off.
All right.
Nah, whatever. You hate her.
Oh, okay, fine. Your words, not mine. I didn't get to check my levels. Hopefully this isn't deafening. What do we got?
My earphones are pretty loud, but the volume on the...
You have, a little volume crank.
Which
guess
is
what?
Broken.
Already...
That's why it's just, spinning.
You know
around.
What? I had the effing automation on. Already. Already taking a piece out of my show.
Oh, so we weren't even on air?
No, we're on... Help me God, I think we're on air. I'm just really paranoid that we're not recording. But I think we are. I hit the record, play, whatever. Oh, God damn it, I'm thrown off. I am...
Have one of our many, many listeners call in or...
Yeah, one of our
to let
six.
Us know.
Yeah, someone... I'm not even on IM. I didn't even get the log on FNIM. We're still behind. Here, I'll play this. Hopefully I'll get it working, which I didn't get to set it up.
Get played off by the house orchestra when they're speaking.
Oh, yeah, that's real loud. God damn it.
My parents were really disappointed when I dropped out of school for that year, but I felt like I really just needed to find myself.
To wrap it up. Oh, we have a caller. Who could it be?
Just go to Howard. Like,
maybe it's Maria.
Well, then my girlfriend Gina, she called me up. She said, girl,
I'm pausing this. I love this clip. Actually, let's flip it just to Scarface. Let's wrap it up from Dave Chappelle. Oh, you know what? Guess what? My caller stuff isn't set up. Yeah, hello. Caller.
Hey, it's Melissa.
Hey, what's up, Melissa?
You are online.
Yay.
You've been online. Everybody can hear you.
Good.
Stop freaking out. It's okay.
Well, I'm not freaking out. I'm just enraged.
The volume's okay?
The volume,
yeah, everything sounds good.
Yay.
All right.
Oh, there's no feedback on the phone. I like it.
Yeah. Another level I had to get right on the fly. All right. Thanks, Mel. Appreciate it.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, there's a little feedback at the back. Jinxy. This is a day of jinxes. You know what? I swear to God, I've never said this. Walking in the studio, I go, I love that she's never here. I love that we get a half hour to set up. And I see the on-air lights on. I'm like, that does not compute. When did this start? Oh, my God. And then I looked in, and she's there. My heart sunk. Because I know her pre-recorded CDs run us to the label. You know what I mean? They run us to 2:59 if I don't chop them off. Sometimes 3 p.m. I knew she'd do it. She just kept going on and on. And then the instant I walked in, effing cut. Like, got it rolling. I need to walk in like 252, 253 next time with my junk just swinging.
Just stand in the window and make the motion towards your wrist.
Yeah.
Tappy, tappy.
Tappy, tappy. All right, here it comes. the wrap it up bit from Dave Chappelle, which I found on YouTube.
Sounds real simple, B.
Wrap it up.
From the makers of the home stenographer comes the wrap it up box.
We'll find out.
No.
Of an award show every
Why does he drop an F bomb?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's clean. Yeah.
Young man, you've been found guilty by a jury of your peers. The crime you've committed was very serious. And before I sentence you, I'd like to say a few words about your arrest record. What the hell?
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says wrap it up. Wrap that shit up, B.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And you want some too? You better wrap it up. You better wrap that gavel up, B.
There we go. What we were waiting for.
We
the wrap
found
it
that up.
What now?
So we found yeah. that out mighty quick.
When he said wrap that stuff up? Yes, that's what I heard. Oh, Lord. So, yeah.
So, I don't know. Do you want to do whatever intro you'd prepared?
Yeah.
Why the hell not? Yeah.
Exactly. I worked hard this morning for 10 minutes. Let's get it rolling. I'm going to bend the mic so you'll hear that nice little creak on air. This is Will. Feel free
it's
to do
over,
your
Jake.
Impression.
It's over. Nothing is over! Nothing!
I love how they include
You just
that
don't turn it off!
Too.
Yeah. Oh, they
it
know
wasn't
good
my
stuff.
War. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. But somebody would not
let us win.
And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport.
Spitting
protesting me. Spitting. Calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap.
How do they know?
Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
It was a bad time for everyone, Rambo.
For you.
It's all in the past now.
For you. For me to be your life is nothing.
Will would bust this out at parties all the time. Always a hit. Even though no one knew it.
You're the last of an elite group.
I hacked a big section out in the middle to get to the good stuff.
I was in charge of $1 million equipment. Back here, I can't even hold the job. Fucking guards!
And cut.
When this bar inside guy, this kid comes up. His kid currently sees Shine box. And he says, Shine, please, Shine. I said, no, he kept asking, yeah. And Joey said, yeah. And I went to get a couple of beers. And the box is
this
wired.
This is Sly getting dramatic. Good actor, I'm sorry.
He blew his bottle all over the place.
No,
it doesn't even sound like Sly.
He's screaming and pissed off all over me. Just like,
because he's got, what, 25?
My friend, it's all
pretty young.
Over me.
No, 82.
I'm trying to hold them together. 30s. I put them together. The chains keep coming out. And nobody would help. Nobody help me say,
where's
hey,
the payoff?
I want to go home. I want to go home. He keeps calling my name. I want to go home, Johnny. I want to drive my Chevy. I said, well, what? I can't find your fucking legs.
And here's the double treat for all of us.
It's nice.
Just the horrible outro song that I love.
Which is instrumentalized for the new one.
Oh, yeah. Just a trumpet filling in for the vocals. All right, that was the intro I had prepared. Nice. It was going to be Rambo freaking out, then the Rambo song, and our roundabout way of saying Will and I, like real men.
It's all Rambo.
As Will, exactly, as Leo stayed home and shaved his labia. Or shaved his girlfriend's. I forgot, did you go first and she did yours then?
No, I did both.
Okay.
He's multi-talented.
Exactly, with his feet.
Yeah.
Well, we went out, and might I just say, I wasn't expecting a ton. I wanted violence. I saw it was 90 minutes. I knew it would be all killer, no filler. Pardon the dumb pun.
Right.
So help me God, movie of the year so far. Not that I've seen a ton. The movie delivered on every level you could want Rambo to deliver. Will... Yeah. Am I wrong on this? Am I wrong anything I said so far? Was it not awesome?
It was really good. Like, the only thing I said, like, it could have used a bit more suspense, because it's like, they do the extraction.
It was just bam, bam,
and then
bam.
Yeah, then they just, like, kill everybody in that
just
one last
death.
Scene.
It's literally...
it's like 100 people getting killed.
I mean, we get to the theater about 10 p.m. I'm a little worried, because the theater's kind of full, but... not as full as you want, seeing as I have a real hard-on for this movie getting huge. Like, I want Hollywood to get the message that this is what the Papa George is. Exactly. What money should be going into. Anyhow, we get there. It's kind of packed, but it dawns on me it's not a date movie. You know what I mean? So people aren't going to be there right now this hour. It starts... I don't know if I've ever seen a movie with...
worst reviews.
Well, yes, yeah. Let me. Oh, yeah. That's another thing we're missing. The effing show outline. If only I could have booted that up too. Let's click that out.
Ooh, we've gone digital.
Have we? Yes.
No longer scrawled on it.
No longer me busting out the spiral I stole from my place of work.
Oh, I was going to say, like, something left over from elementary school.
Oh, and we have...
you never used.
Okay, yes. We had a preview. Will and I agree on this. Anytime you have a preview whose name is laughed at, like Blood and Chocolate.
Yeah, do you remember that even? Do you remember what movie that was in front of?
Not
with
at all.
Mom.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is that we saw a horror movie preview, and it was called Midnight Meat Train.
What?
Yeah. Midnight Meat Train. People giggle, and then I say, sounds like a gay porno, which got some laughs. I was proud of that.
Some people were laughing. It's just like, it stars the guy from Wedding Crashers, like the a-hole husband.
Uh-huh.
Like Rachel McAdams' fiance.
Yeah, and he's, what, a photographer who sees a murder, and then
he takes
it to the cops, and even though there's physical evidence of a murder,
no, I didn't even get the vibe he took it to the cops. I think he, like, just mentioned it to his friend or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, basically he sees a murderer on the train, and somehow it ties into him being a photographer. Yeah,
the whole thing
pictures.
Is this guy, there's a serial killer who exists on trains, and then takes the corpses to butchers and feeds them to people, essentially. So that's how he gets rid of the evidence.
So, Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, exactly. So you can kill someone in a vacuum on
but
a
train.
But
it mentions no involvement from the police. From
I thought
what
there
I
was
saw.
Some. I don't know.
But
man,
still, just the fact, oh, it's up to a photographer.
It's like watching a man's ass. You look away, you don't pay attention, you don't know the details.
On the midnight meat train.
The midnight meat train. The man's ass on the midnight meat train. That was a smart audience, though, we had.
Oh, yeah, because, like, the comments and stuff.
Well, the comments, not so much, just the first scene of real ultra-violence, near
applauded.
Standing ovation.
Like, that was another applause. Funny thing. Every time, like, Rambo just went ape-ass and started, like, killing a buttload
applause.
Of people. Yeah, people just started clapping. joined in.
And it was, mine was muffled because I ate one of those, what are the Costco fiber bars you get? What's the name of them?
I don't know.
The dietary fiber bar. I don't know. It brags it has like 35 grams of fiber. All I know is it hits me like an enema. I had one about 3 p.m. yesterday. I sped home. I nearly S'd myself in traffic. Like, it was such a big fart, and my skin was kind of folded so that the air pocket
stayed in your pants.
Stayed in my pants between my butt cheeks. I was like, oh my God, I just crapped myself. Like, I had to adjust and then make sure nothing shook out. To be safe. So I get home. Leo was there where I was just like, hey, bye, and just lock the door and crap my brains out instantly. So even though I got that out, I'm still ripping them. And you had thrown the fear of God in me because I get in the car and I rip, and I think it's like perfect smell, you know, like roses. Like, I can't detect anything. You're like, dude, what did you just do? I'm like, oh my God, I was living in fear of that. So I had the coat between my legs and I was just farting into that. And it's the stadium seating. So the people in front of me are like literally level with my ass. And so, like, I'd kind of nurse a little one out there and see if they noticed that. And there was no reaction. So it was like bigger ones.
Reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Bust.
And you know how you can trap a fart, right?
That's a funny thing. Yeah, the same way you can just like fart in your hand and quote unquote throw it at people.
Fart fastball. Yeah. The fart
it
snowball.
Really works.
It does. I don't know how farts work. They
well, it's just
dissipate.
Gas. I mean, just because you can't really see it.
I guess you could fart in a jar and throw it at someone.
Technically,
I mean, we're testing. Yeah. We have a slow show next week. But so I kind of have them trapped in the coat, and I start like kicking them out to the side, like lifting the coat, like to fan it out. But I never got caught.
Matador or something.
I was never busted, I'll say that. So help me God, if this show isn't recording, I'm going to kill someone. But it's recording. I hit the play button, we're safe.
I never, like, unless you can hear them, I don't feel bad about, like, farting in public places, even bars and stuff. I mean, like, what?
No, bars are great.
Yeah, because, I mean, the noise is covered up. Like, who's going to
know? No one knows.
You?
Yeah. I mean, especially when you're loaded, like, and you probably think they're quieter than they really are. Have you ever done that,
Leo? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally, I would, like, if a broad gave one of my friends attitude, I would walk up and pretend I was ordering a drink and just rip a huge fart, like, against her leg or something like that.
You just can't do the face movement, though.
Yeah, like, straining. Straining, exactly. Yeah. Like you're lifting a deadlift.
God, I remember, like, one of the... This is, like, the fun you only have in high school when you have no worries. Like, just stupid crap where you know, you just have time to kill or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah, one time me... Do, Luan, and whatever, the usual gang.
Mm-hmm.
Just went to, like, Fair Oaks Mall or something. And, like, Do had, like, really nasty gas.
Where you're just running around busting on people?
No, like, he'd go up to cashiers or something and, like, he'd buy something.
Cock your leg like a pissing
no,
dog.
No, but just, like, fart, like, extremely loud. Like, yeah, while no they're ringing you up.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, nothing. It's just, like...
Little boy, your tender isn't good here anymore. Shoo you away. No,
you know it's
you
making
crash.
Him extremely uncomfortable because, like, you know stores like JCPenney and stuff, the salesmen, for whatever reason, are like, dressed up like goddamn business people. You know, like wearing like suits or dresses or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're just standing in line there like buying a shirt or something, all of a sudden like... you know, something like super loud.
Well, thankfully, no one was doing obnoxious crap in Rambo last night. It was
well, there's
great
that one
audience.
Guy yelling out.
Yeah, the near the end, he thought that, he was funny. We'll get to that. But the movie starts with people. First of all, instantly you have one shady-looking Asian guy in shades nursing a cigarette. With, like,
so you automatically know he's the bad
you're
guy.
You're automatically like King Villain right
it's like
here.
The Simpsons thing. It's like if he looks at the camera, like, weird enough.
Exactly.
And that's, yeah,
it
that's
was
it.
So just...
You don't know his name. You don't know if he's the general
no, you never
what.
Hear anything. They never even talk in English. It's just like, ah, did he mow? Did he mow? Like gunfire, and they play a game instantly. They're making villagers run through minefields, and then if they live, they just unload on them. This is the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think wow. Like the whole thing is it's like okay, they have a little river, I guess, and they throw three landmines.
It's like rice paddies, so it's like standing water.
Yeah,
like
with
12
something
inches
you see
or
like cat of nine tails coming
exactly.
Out or whatever. So they throw in three landmines, and they usually have like five people,
and they run them through.
Yeah, they have machine guns on them, and it's like, if you refuse to run, you get shot. And they just have to run back and forth. And
they do laps until they light them all up.
It's like them running across, and like one guy just explodes.
Well, the whole audience was shocked.
Water.
Yeah, because you've seen some of the previews that were violent, and then I think they toned them down. And then...
Well, yeah, what's on TV... Like,
got toned
the
exactly.
Trailer, like, if you see it on YouTube...
Probably the red band
unsensory.
Trailer, yeah.
Because I remember the scene where the guy gets his... throat ripped out by Rambo's bare hands.
Ripped effing out.
Just tears open his neck.
Wrap it up, B. Ripped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, someone disintegrates. Like, within 30 seconds, like, steps on a landmine and you see it. They just
and it looks really good. That's the thing.
Like, yeah, the effects are good, man. But it's just, bodies left. You've never seen violence like this in a movie.
And there should be more. That's the thing that makes it so crazy.
Yeah, because also they tie it into what, like you're saying, crap that's like going on today, political stuff.
In Burma.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you remember like, the
Civil War
monks
in Burma.
Protest thing. It's not the monk protest, but it's the same country. Do you remember that?
Nah.
Like there's all these Buddhist monks protesting, and there's the government like made them quote unquote disappear.
Yeah.
No one knows that's, what happened.
No, oh my God, you're right. They shut down the internet on them. That was the whole thing. Right?
A bunch of stuff.
Like they couldn't report out. Now I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and it was really recently. And I guess they weren't filming during
down
that.
Down to three but... listeners, may I add, on our best show ever. I'm already nominating that. F them. FUBU, son. FUBU. Always said that about the show. The fans just screw it up.
Boo-foo. Buy us. F you.
How high. What's that from?
How high.
Nice. Boo-foo. Oh, God. I haven't seen How High in forever.
I've never seen the whole thing. I've seen, like, parts of it censored on Comedy Central. It looks pretty good.
Nah, it was solid.
I think I have it at home.
You do? Yeah. No, I don't know. You have your whole DVD collection. There's, like, Warriors, which I have to see again because I've only seen it, like, really drunk and high. And something else. Warriors is the big priority. Like, I want to catch it with Will. I know you've seen it in the dirt, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I said that because you're black. No.
Played the game and everything.
That and you own it. Yeah, that's true. You do have the Warriors game. But I figured you'd seen the hell out of it. But yeah, Rambo did not disappoint. People applauded at every violent scene. It really depicts war. Not that I've been to war, but the way I imagine war. With like guts just flying.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
90 minutes? I loved it. I turned to Will the instant the credits hit. I'm like, that was good.
It was. I'm trying to think... What are those?
It's one of the few experiences that lived up to what I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, there really haven't been any movies that show violence, like, so well.
Hollywood in general sucks, and we were going on about this, how, you're saying there's nothing with a budget anymore, so they actually filmed this crap in the jungle.
Budget, yeah, it's just they want to make as much profit as possible, so they cut corners.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah, they'll pay to get.
So these guys are actually, these guys are going to BF nowhere and filming this.
Yeah, so that's the cool thing. Like what I was saying is, it's actually shot on location, which, you know, you probably haven't thought about it, but you haven't seen a movie shot on location probably since the 80s.
No, not since like Predator, man, like, where they go to like Puerto Vallarta.
Blue screen, yeah. And so this is like the first thing I've seen, you know, where it's actually like, well, I guess action movie wise, you know, I'm sure if it's some piece of crap starting with Richard Gere, they might actually shoot it where it's at.
Yeah, shoot it on location in a New York apartment. Wobbity-doo.
Zippity-doo.
Zippity-doo.
But, yeah, so it's like shot and, you know, it's in whatever high-def current digital crap. So, I mean, it just looks really cool.
Yeah, computers to smooth out gut explosions.
Yeah, and like the violence, like I said, the guts and stuff look pretty real. And like you were saying, you're kind of complaining like the editing's a little choppy.
Just a touch. It was a little Bourne-esque.
But I think that kind of helps with like the violence looking more real.
Where oh,
like,
yeah, yeah. If you're just staring at it in slow-mo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you'll see that's BS.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I went opening night to send the message to Hollywood.
I mean, God, I'm trying to think. I mean, this is people like literally exploding.
Yeah,
oh, they got the one part where they like firebomb, they torch a building with a flamethrower. This guy just picks up this like little 5-year-old kid and throws it in the fire.
It was off the charts. Oh, one guy gets his legs hacked off and then he's fed to pigs. Like the pig just eats his legs and he dies and stuff.
No, I think they just fed him. Like,
oh, live?
This
and
is
that's
yeah,
how far the pigs had eaten up on him.
Based on my knowledge,
not that
from
I'm giving away
movie,
much plot.
What was it? Snatch? Where the mobster guy talks about like killing people and
feeding
them pigs.
The pigs eat anything, I guess.
Yeah, they'll eat the bones. So I'm pretty sure if you just like hung a person and they're hungry and the person can't fend them off, they'll eat you alive. Yeah.
God.
So that's probably why his legs are going. You know, they start from the
bottom,
work their way
piggy.
Up. No, as soon as I saw the pigs there, I'm like, I know what they're there for.
Not because they like bacon.
Eat people.
Oh my God.
God, what else? You see the general dude basically like get cut in half by Rambo and then he kicks him so like his body separates as he's
pretty
like,
much
rolling
yeah tears
downhill.
Into midair with like his guts flying out in the third direction.
Rambo like shooting people through the eye with arrows.
Oh yeah, and the whole thing is like Rambo is kind of in a getting back to the basics of violence mood, so he's not even walking with guns. Like he just either steals guns off people to kill him or is using like knives and stuff. Like he handcrafts a machete that he uses to hack people apart.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And he rips out a throat with his bare hands.
Yeah, exactly. He just grabs this guy's jugular and just pulls it out.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. I liked it.
Do you think
really
it's going to be a sequel?
They already said that they did not name it John Rambo so that people didn't confuse it with the naming protocol of Rocky Balboa, where like the full name signifies the last, because they want to make more.
Nice. That's the same, man. That dude doesn't look like tired at all. Christ, he's sick.
No, man. He is pumped full of HGH. He looks like a brick effing wall.
God damn. The guy looks better than me. He's like 3 times my age.
No, it's amazing what you can do with chemicals in the gym. Yeah. You can defy it all. You can look so chiseled. I mean, like, his shirt wasn't off because I think he kind of had the HGH Jason Giambi tummy action.
Yeah, but his arms are sick, right?
Oh, my God. And, like, a shoulder split, like, I don't know, man. Like, the size of an 8-year-old on his side. That was a horrible analogy, but titanic shoulders. Just looked like he punched through me.
It's like the same thing. Well, I guess Jose Canseco was doing something besides HGH.
He was doing HGH and testosterone. Well,
but, yeah, he was just saying, you know, it shouldn't be outlawed because, I mean, these guys
no,
are
research
proof.
It,
they
man.
Look great for how their much, age. Like,
yeah, how much bad crap? Exactly. Like, compare that to a Big Mac, which obviously has no nutritional value.
Yeah, and that's sold readily.
And yet it's legal,
anyway.
Yeah. And tanking this country's budget.
Yeah, same thing with, like, cigarettes or alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, because I guess the government could produce it to profit off it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I guess. You can figure it out. Government can do anything. They own us.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a topic for another show. So why it's illegal.
File that under our list of what's-its.
Maybe they fear revolution.
I don't know.
If they had a nation of people that weren't all, like, fat, lazy slobs.
Oh, yeah. They can't afford to have people motivated doing their own thing. I'm not going to work for anyone. I'm going to start my own business. Everyone does that. There's no employees.
Yeah.
Things go down the toilet real fast.
But What was the deal with the one dude touching little boys' buttholes?
Oh yeah,
was that the main guy?
That was the main guy. They just threw that on top. It's like, in case you didn't hate this guy for killing people, he also touches little boys. And there's a one scene near the end.
Okay, so then the guy who was going to rape like the Christian woman or
was
whatever,
different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the main guy was just a little.
Little boy toucher, yeah. Like he wasn't evil enough.
God, it's so nasty. Like one time you look in, it, like once they break into the POW camp to try to like extract the hostages, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, they start peering into like the wooden cabins or whatever where the guys live, and you see like just this bare hairless ass. So you think like a guy's getting laid or whatever, and then later you see it's the general. He like shoves out this like 12-year-old boy or something.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a chick. Oh, that's
disturbing.
I'm
pretty sure that was the boy's
ass.
No,
I think you're right. Wow. Thank God I didn't comment on its quality, which was superb.
Shapely,
the best thing,
flawless
ass. He kicks him out near the end of the movie, so this little molested boy is doing a walk of shame.
Yeah, you see him like his head down. Yeah, he just like pats him on the back. Throws him out.
Oh, God. Had the general been Asian, He would have walked with a limp, but tiny wee, so he was fine. Walked with a skip in his step.
Walk it out.
Yeah, man.
Then, yeah, it basically ends with, like, this entire Burmese army getting gunned down. Like, Rambo takes us to the tank with, like, a mounted gun.
It's like a Jeep with, like, maybe some kind of howitzer or something mounted.
Yeah,
with
just
steel
mows
plates.
Down.
Like American
like
Gladiator
dozens of people.
With the event where they shoot at that target, which I was watching with
the
you
assault.
Post-crap. The
yeah,
assault.
It has, like,
yeah.
The gun and then the shield built around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is just, like, mowing people down.
Just going to town. Violence off the charts.
And then the rebel army comes in and starts, like,
killing more people.
Yeah, with, like, these homemade bombs just, like, exploding more people.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Leo, you gotta see it, dude.
I will see it this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, just the scene where, like, I was talking, like, they throw the boy into the fire. Like, when they burn that village down at the beginning, that's pretty
badass. Oh, that's over the
too.
Top. I mean, people are just, like literally grabbing babies, shooting the mom in the head, and then throwing the baby against the ground. People getting bayoneted. Ooh, I forgot about the bayoneted. And one guy gets his arm hacked off. Like, they just wave the bayonet. He's just like, ah! Gushing. Oh, God.
And then later, like, one of the mercenaries is on Rambo's side, gets shot in the leg, and the Asian general, like, they're trying to torture him, I guess. Just they're about to kill him.
Yeah.
He just takes this, like, sticky hat, or a cane. He was, like, caning them while they're lined up with guns to their head. And the one guy who's shot in the leg keeps mouthing off. So he just takes the cane and jams it, like, in his gun wound. Like,
yeah.
Trying
to get the pole vault thing off it. Oh, it's good, man. But, yeah, I guess that's the movie review.
Yeah.
But, oh, 5 stars. Amazing flick. I guess after all the Hollywood talk, I wanted to get on the subject of the lame Heath Ledger crap. Figure we could have ball with that, especially with Leo, who's a real entertainment guy.
Well, one thing I want to say about him, like, if we brought him up, yeah, which makes sense. Like, okay, when he came out, he had some movie where he's like a knight or something.
Knight's Tale.
Okay, yeah. I
had
my
ugliest blind date ever to a Knight's Tale.
Oh, God, you actually saw it? And I was going to say, like, the girl I was dating at the time, like, you know, wanted to see it because she thought it was hot or whatever.
Yes.
And so he was like a pretty boy back then. I could see that. He's only going blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, he started off
golden curly hair.
With 10 Things I Hate About You.
Exactly.
Okay, but yeah, he was like a pretty boy. Like,
yeah.
Then Brokeback Mountain and whatever he's done recently, like.
He's an artsy fartsy.
Well, no, he's like, isn't he fat and ugly and balding? Like,
his hair is receding.
Yeah, and he's like,
but as
fat.
A man who's part of that club, nothing wrong with it.
No, honestly, I mean, God, I shaved my head. You know, I'm just saying, like. If you're going to be, like, teen heartthrob or whatever.
Well, he's a couple years older than me, so I think he got sick of the teen heartthrob.
Yeah, I was reading
that. Yeah, but you get it. You get sick of being a
sex object, man. I know that, but I mean, my question is, did chicks still think he was, like, hot now?
As, like, a chick appeal type thing? Not so much.
Okay, I was going to say.
Not as much.
I mean, yeah, like, if a woman thinks he's, like, good-looking or whatever, that's one thing. I'm just saying.
Kind of reminds me of Shane's brother, Kenny, actually.
I mean, I just want to make sure, like, teen girls still aren't, like, fawning over
flicking
him.
The bean to him? Hell no, no.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Teen girls have moved on.
Guy looks like
to
a little bit too much of a mess.
Zac Efron. There we go. Whose poster adorns my wall.
Who also had his appendix removed.
Yeah, just like King Will. Yeah. Glad to have you back, man.
Thank you.
Among the living.
I feel a lot better, too, man. I don't know.
Definitely getting that crap yanked out. That and your diet's changed. Like, I was amazed, man. You're doing me proud eating well. Unlike Stony Heath Ledger, who's now 6 feet under.
ODing.
But yeah, I just love how this country's entire economy tanks Monday. All the front page news. I swear to God, the Federal Reserve killed Heath Ledger. Because he kicks it Tuesday. I'm sorry, the guy had talent. The guy has a special place in my heart because I would say my only... two of my movie dates have been to Heath Ledger films randomly.
What was the other? I don't even know.
The other was Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, geez.
With a really hot girl. It was a first date, and she never talked to me after that. Like, it was totally a setup.
Did you pick the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Exactly. No, she was... It was right when Brokeback came out, and it was that or date movie. And my rationale was, I'm going to hate date movie because I'm a huge comedy snob. I'm going to mouth off the whole effing movie, and she's going to think I'm a jag-off. Right. And she's like, well, it could be date movie or Brokeback. I'm like, yeah, Brokeback. Because everyone had been joking. It was when Don and Mike were playing, I wish I knew how to quit you, like 10 times a show.
No, I wanted to see just because like everyone was talking
everyone
about
talked
it.
About it. So and I'm like, you know to. What? I'll probably shut my fat little mouth during Brokeback. I watched it.
Is it like actually a decent movie?
It's watched. I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are scenes where... I was cracking jokes. She was laughing. I don't know what tanked it. Maybe the walk back to our Ford Taurus at the end, which was like filled with my lock parts and crap. I was like, this is my car that I hate. Everything else I hate about myself. I've impressed you right. I think that was it. It tanked after that. But so help me God. Good flick. Yeah, watch it, man. It's on demand. I think everything's on demand now that he's dead. But why is he getting such coverage? He wasn't that big. Leo, I mean, you're a huge entertainment guy. You read E-Dub and...
Yeah, you'd think he would be big, you know, like he was big with all this press coverage. But
I thought...
Like,
not to interrupt you. I thought it was just because it's kind of surprising, like, when I saw it. Because he's not like Amy Winehouse or something where, you know... Like,
Amy Winehouse, indeed. Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, so, yeah, it was that and then the fact that he's, like, young, so... And he's not, like, known for being, like, a mess. But sorry, what were you gonna say?
Nah, but what's the deal with Mary-Kate Olsen? Like, why?
Oh, calling her.
Yeah.
No, we're getting a caller.
It's something like the masseuse who is going to J.O. Heath. This is actually like her masseuse too.
Oh.
And they live nearby. Some crap.
We need the clip of Randall saying his job would be great if it weren't for the effing customers. Caller.
You guys are really stupid. You're getting Brad Renfro mixed up with Heath Ledger.
No! Hey, Carmen. Welcome to the show. I mean, not Carmen, but caller. Hi, caller. One of our many fans.
Brad Renfro is the one that got fat and gross and was like...
No, I know who Heath Ledger is.
Yeah, we're not retarded.
No. But Brad Renfro also died this week. He's the one who got fat. Heath Ledger was like...
Yeah, and he got no press.
I don't have him confused. Because who the hell is Brad Renfro? He looks like the guy who might be.
He was the guy who was like the teen
and the client.
He got really involved with heroin and like looked like he was like 45 and died. You know, like a couple days before Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger's in the new Batman, yo.
Yeah. Oh no,
it's basically like his career. He was the new Joker. His career was on the upswing.
Oh my, he would have been so big after this. Are you kidding me? Because I heard he knocked this one out of the park. But you know what's making me laugh? Is I'm reading all these, you'll read this quote 10 times. I don't have it handy because I'm a horrible host, but it's him saying, he's going on about essentially playing the Joker almost killed him. He's like, he's a sociopathic clown, a serial killer with no empathy. It's like, it's make believe, retard.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wrap it up,
B.
Yeah,
but no, I know who Heath Ledger is. Well, you're a chick. I mean, do you think he's a...
Carmen has like weird taste, though. Carmen would blow John Waters.
I'm Carmen. I'd hit it via Hell You. Like,
yeah. Can you get it up as she sips from her gin bottle? That's the criteria.
I don't really discriminate like that. So,
oh, God bless you, Carmen.
I'm not really the right I'm gonna let you go, but talk about something more interesting, yo.
No, this is guy talk. I've been listening for weeks. So
I've got something funny.
I've got something to say. All right, Bean, we'll have something funny apparently.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
It'll only be a second. I don't know if you can pull up on like TMZ. You later, TMZ, Bean. But I don't know. Someone asked Jack Nicholson. I don't know how the hell he knows Heath Ledger. About it, and he said something like, I tried to warn him or whatever.
About the drugs? Or...
Yeah, I guess.
No, about the part of Joker.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that it? But did you see, like, the picture? Someone, this is the greatest thing ever. Some paparazzo or whatever hands Jack Nicholson like a promotional glossy picture of him as the Joker from the first Batman to sign. Mm-hmm. And like, you just see this look of absolute disgust on his face. Like, are you effing serious?
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, man. I'll show it to you when you get home. Yeah, it's just like, God damn, it's funny.
Oh.
Just like, unbelievable. It's like, I'm Jack Nicholson. How dare you do that to me?
Oh, my Lord. I would kill to see that.
It's funny.
I guess the picture wouldn't translate well on the air, but
we
still.
Can describe it.
Yeah. We can give the 1,000 words.
Yeah, for all of our millions of listeners out there, go to TMZ and look for something in the past few days. Like Jack
I think he's dead, but had he not been, you know that CNN would have been contacting Evan Cesar Romero, the first Joker. Like, how did you cope with the role? He's like, I didn't care about it. I painted over my mustache. I was so lazy.
I forgot.
Such a classy touch.
Makeup over the mustache.
Watch an old Batman. He gave such a small amount. Out of ass, he would just put the white clown makeup over his big bushy
You're on TV.
Spaniard's mustache. So awesome.
Oh, God. What year? Was that just 70s?
We'll it was like 69 to 72, I
would
say.
Oh, okay. So it really was like camp era, I guess.
Oh, yeah. They're all stoned. It was just Adam West dipping his wick and whatever.
Nice. Earth kid.
Yeah. Pounding out all the cat women. There's like two or three on the show, I think.
This one got pregnant.
Knocked it up that. She had 9 kids.
Oh, Lord and Lord.
Yeah.
That's the sound of 3 men out of ideas.
Yeah, no. We had good momentum. We had a great amount of guy talk in us. But we've hit the 340 mark. And
well, is there anything else on the outline?
Let's go to the trusty outline.
We have Shane's ordeal.
Shane's story, yeah.
Well, what happened to him?
Yeah, I think that was the last thing, because we were going to call Diana on the air and see if she was able to bust a nut after I played sex therapist last week
and
gave her advice.
She'd be effing a fat dude. Of course she can't.
His wiener, chubby and floppy. Can't get it up. So I don't get to play my Frasier clip.
Yeah, I don't.
So yeah, we'll talk about Shane for a second, and then we can
know about her stinky fat people sex.
Hold on, I want to play Frasier. Who am I kidding?
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
All right, enough of that.
Cool. Eggs. Oh, my.
Oh, Lord. But, okay, so what Shane
is... What is the sound of a show dying? A riddle. Shane got rear-ended. Yeah, that sounded gay. Shane was on 28, and he's parked, essentially. You know, it's traffic time.
Okay, right.
He gets rammed. 45 miles. God, I'm making it sound gay. Right. He gets rammed 45 miles an hour from behind by some guy.
So he's in the hospital?
No, he's okay, but get this. I mean, it's to the point. It knocks his car, obviously, into the car in front of him. I wonder if this goatee scratch can be heard on air, by the way.
Yes.
It's going to sound like a cricket's cut. But he's knocked forward so hard he cracks the steering column with his noggin and then whips back so hard he breaks the seat. The car is totaled. And yet he's
what kind of car did he drive?
No, oh, like a 97 piece of crap. I think it was a Chevy.
Like sedan? Or
yeah, horrible. The planned obsolescence was kicking in.
Right.
Stuff was hanging down. It was just junk. So he didn't want to have to buy a car. Don't get me wrong. No one wants to, because the more I drive my piece of crap Ford Focus, oh, I can't wait till that's paid off and I'm just beating it. Until I'm hitting it like a redheaded stepchild, man, just driving it into the ground.
I'm kind of like that way with my car. It's just like,
oh, yeah. It won't get oil changes forever after a while. I'm just going to make it smoke and explode. But, yeah, and he's not trying. Leo and I were having this talk on the way over. You were saying you would do my gut reaction. You'd walk out like, oh, my God, my head fell off. You know, like bite your tongue so you're coughing up blood.
Yeah, I would have been like, my neck, my back, I'm hurting, I'm suing everybody.
Your pussy and your crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I fake it. Lord knows I've rear-ended enough people, and they're all honest, not creative.
They would have had to get people to carry me out on a stretcher.
Exactly.
I was rear-ended, like, not too long ago. I mean, it was, like, nothing. I didn't pretend to, like, be hurt or anything.
By a mamacita, right?
No, that was someone I rear-ended.
Oh, yeah.
It was just some, like, emo white guy.
No kidding. But,
yeah, it was just, like, scratch up my paint. I was still, like, a dick. I called the cops. That's because I don't trust people, like, oh, so they give you their insurance info? Like, how do you know they're not going to lie?
They can tell you whatever, man. Call the cops. Yeah. I mean, if you want it fixed, I'll be honest. I rear-ended one chick who had, like, some kind of impeach Bush-type crap sticker, and I put, like, a little goose egg in her bumper. She's like, I'm not even going to call unless the car falls apart. I'm like, good for you, sister. Peace. I drove off before she could second-guess it.
Cool, but,
that's the greatest blow off ever. we need a soundbite of that for the show. Cool.
What did Shane do?
Shane was like completely honest. He's like, look, man, I just want you to pay for my chiropractor's bills.
He didn't even call the cops?
I don't know. Shane's not listening, so I won't have him call in. I don't know how to call out on this piece of crap.
Holy hell, dude. That's retarded.
I want to say he played it pretty straight. I mean, getting slammed at 45. And the thing is, not only is he getting boned by not screwing this guy out of cash, he's playing it like they're trying to screw him on the value of his car. Like, your piece of junk's only worth like $3,000.
I wouldn't have got into my car until like ambulance or the police came.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what was the deal? Like, the guy who hit him is responsible for the person Shane then.
Oh, of course. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I used to hear if you're that close, you're responsible for both.
Yeah,
I learned that the hard way when I rear-ended someone into someone else. I got quite the little hike.
No, because, I mean, if someone hits you like super fast, no matter how far back you are.
Yeah, exactly. You hit someone in China, physically possible.
But, oh, man, if you didn't call the cops.
He didn't play it, no. I don't know. So he's getting screwed.
Especially, man. So he had to go to the hospital or something?
Oh, yeah. He was like, because we're reading the book on how to become master ass crushers or whatever, and the first exercise is like talk to 5 strangers. And he's like, I kind of flirted with my nurse. Does that count? I'm like, yeah, man, I'll count that. Just 4 more for you, pal.
I can't move. Give me a sponge.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
You know what part isn't paralyzed?
No, that's retarded. Like, I had a student who had the same thing happen to him. Mm-hmm. He was on 28, too, actually. Coincidence? No, it's because,
asshole highway.
Well, yeah, you're going 60 miles an hour like it's the beltway or something.
And then you hit a red light.
Yeah, exactly. The stoplight,
No.
Real great combination.
God forbid, you're dicking with the radio, making a call, or you're having a good fart.
No, even if you're paying attention, it's like sometimes you just like can't even comprehend like how quickly you have to come to a stop. And I love how now, if you come up 28 north, like from Manassas or Centerville, just has one of those things that says, warning. High accident area. Drive carefully.
Yeah, God forbid they do anything to fix it. Yeah. Be aware that you're probably going to die.
And the thing is, like, knowing all the mouth breathers in the world, that sign is going to cause more accidents. Because people just...
What did it say?
Warning. Like, reading, like, Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, God, it's such a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, have you ever seen the things where it's like, the Beltway, or even 66 has those signs where it's like delays, blah, blah.
Yeah, people read them.
Yeah, and it causes traffic right there. There isn't traffic before, there isn't traffic after.
I'm sorry, still the cops who just pile up and have their sirens going. I make a point to stare straight ahead when driving by a cop, unless it's late at night and it's like a DUI pull.
Yeah.
And then you see someone getting embarrassed and having to walk a line. That's different. But like an accident at 2 p.m., I've never seen a crumpled tin car and whatnot, Who gives a crap?
Like, I see it was on fire or something, but
exactly. Exactly. Well, if people are in stretchers, I'll stop.
Yeah.
Because you want to see how effed up they are.
Yeah, and laugh at them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. There was one time, this guy... It was the most spectacular wreck I've ever seen. It was a motorcycle on its side, and this guy skidded out, and it was blood puddles for 20 feet.
Well, I've never seen anything like that. Right?
Oh, my God. No, this was traffic for an hour, but I totally forgave it for that. I was like, when am I seeing this?
No, I think the worst is one time I was on the Beltway going north, like to 270, and just traffic when there usually
just
wasn't.
Just a horrible period. The only time I'm going to 270 is to see the titty bars.
That's a bad stretch, man. Like, that stretch of the Beltway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, there's traffic when there normally wasn't. I was getting pissed because I was, like, going to work, actually, back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, the reason that caused it, there's, like, this one of those flatbed trailers on the other side, the southbound side.
Yeah.
It's on the side of that with just, a giant propeller on it. So people just, like, slowing down to look at a goddamn like 50-foot wide propeller.
What does it push?
Why do I need a propeller that big?
What is it attached to?
Where does a submarine go with that?
Where's the truck with the big submarine?
This is, I've never been angry at humanity. So was
a big propeller. Oh my god.
Yeah, it just looked like, you know, like the thing from a silo or something.
Yeah.
You know, taking off and putting on a truck.
Oh crap. You know what? I think I'm going to end the recorded show on that note. We're going to screw off for 10 minutes, but the MP3 will be chopped here.
The big propeller story.
The big propeller story. That was amazing.
I can't think of any, like, worse rubbernecking I've seen than that.
Because
that was just like, yeah, I mean, here, even though it's stupid, you expect people to slow down when there's cops, you know, pulling people over, accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, this is neither. This is mouth breathers just gazing at something
big. A propeller. An effing a device that existed for hundreds of years. But it's big.
When I was down in the South, man, people used to stop by and look at NASCAR cars drive by. Like, they used to have it on the flatbed trucks.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
People would actually, like, stop and park on the shoulders and look at them.
I don't get NASCAR. And I want to because I love loving trashy things. But I can't get NASCAR.
No, I don't
it's
get
so
NASCAR.
Boring. Like, when the Daytona 500, I remember it very well last year. It's when I was with, what's-her-face, Little Miss 117.
Oh.
For everyone who doesn't know, the chick where I had to find out that she'd been with 117 guys. Thankfully, before I did anything too far with it. But, what was it? I got a pizza, and I was with Rich. And Rich is black, by the way, but screw it. He was down for NASCAR, too, because we're not playing the race thing. Black people can like NASCAR. Kenny loves NASCAR.
Yeah, he does.
He's the biggest NASCAR fan we know. Anyhow.
He's the trash of all races.
It's me. Exactly. Trash knows no color. So it was me, Rich, a pizza, and a bottle of Johnny Walker Red. And I'm like, no way, I can't love it when I got all this. And I remember, long story short, I was bored within three laps. We just started getting skunk drunk, and then that broad calls me to pick her up from Metro, and so I'm driving drunk in the snow, about to puke because of the greasy pizza and the whiskey.
It would be one thing if they just drove around, like, if it was just last man standing, like, almost like roller derby,
and they're killing each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Blades coming out of their wheel like Ben-Hur.
Exactly. Just try to take everyone else out and be the last guy driving.
I don't, and here's the other thing.
They drive like a goddamn neat pack, for like every lap?
Well, get this. There's apparently a lot of strategy, like drafting, and you have whole teams, and they try to like coordinate to cock block other people out and stuff.
But why is like, how do you have time for like pit breaks and stuff?
You just take them. Like, that's part of the strategy.
So everyone does?
Like, eventually, you run out, and you just kind of find a place where it's not, you know, like, least inopportune. Again, they don't explain it for crap. They're just like, here are your fast cars. Enjoy. Here's a dreamsicle. You know?
Well, I mean, I can see, no one, like, explains sports as they go on.
No.
I guess you have to go to Wikipedia
Oh, I've gone to the NASCAR Wikipedia five times. I do work
still
a 9-to-5.
It.
No, it just explains the origins of like them starting it when they were bootleggers.
Stock cars,
like
Ricky Bobby.
Exactly. Right. Exactly like Ricky Bobby tells it.
But what I don't get is like, okay, then wouldn't one guy try not to take a pit break? So he's like ahead of everybody.
Well, yeah,
else.
I mean, that's a strategy. I will stop less.
Yes.
I will go faster as well. I don't know. I guess maybe it's set up so the tank just can't handle it. They're doing, 500 miles?
Yeah, that's the only thing I'll see. Yeah,
and at a retarded speed rate, so.
Like, they will run out of gas, but.
Yeah.
It's like, then why don't you shorten the goddamn race so they don't have to stop?
I don't know. I mean, people pretty much are there for the wrecks, I've heard.
Well, yeah.
Maybe like 1 in 10, like the smart redneck will know the strategy.
We need a Rambo-fine NASCAR. Let's create our own NASCAR league.
With the shifty Asian guy driving the mean car.
Just nothing but, like, over-the-top violence.
Have a little boy in the passenger seat.
Hello, caller. Feedback.
Hi. Did I miss much? I'm sorry.
No. You know, we start the show at 9:45 every day.
I'm very sorry, guys.
It's okay.
We've just been crying about your lack of support.
Yeah.
My lack of support? Did you really complain?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's been eating at us.
Why the hell is there so much feedback? We jinxed it again.
Yeah.
Anything nice we say about this station bites us in the nuts.
Maybe it's just because she's so loud.
Oh, nothing. The mics had been nice for handling the phone calls.
Yes, good.
And now it sounds like we're in space.
Oh. Well, everybody's well?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Everyone's fine.
Good. good. Okay.
And Will's actually eating really healthfully, better than me, so please shut up about that for the rest of time.
Really?
Yes.
Bravo. Bravo.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Mommy.
Okay, guys.
Hey, any food for us at home?
I really haven't. I just came back from Giant. You know, I'm sure you want me to order as usual.
Bad mom.
I don't want anything.
What would you like?
I don't want anything.
Will doesn't want anything, because and I'm going to follow Will's example.
Huh? No.
I guess I don't want any food. I'm going to follow Will's example on this. He's the fit one.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
No, I really see it. I want to try the only like fresh stuff. So
oh, the raw diet is the best, crap, man. Yeah. Then, you're supposed to...
Yeah, the whole thing is also going to make you eat less. It's like, if you really don't enjoy what you eat... Like
no,
you
get
it.
No hard-on from eating.
You're not
that you hate.
Right, and you get the satisfaction.
It's like getting wood for doing your laundry. You're just like, ugh.
But yeah, knowing... No, because like, you do get baggy, you know? Like, if you eat stuff that actually like, nourishes your body, it benefits in some way.
Speaking of nutrition.
Well said.
Yeah, tasted like peanut butter and protein shake.
Nice.
Well, I think we're doing carpool tonight, because I got invited by some chica at the gym, a friend of mine. So, you down?
Sure.
We haven't gone out in, like, 3 months as a squad.
No, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Carpool Herndon, Arlington.
Herndon, because she said they were going to get loaded and take a cab to Ned's, and there's no Ned's in Arlington. So,
oh, okay.
We'll process of elimination.
That's
it.
Some good extrapolation.
Yeah. call me the Sherlock of the South. Yee. Well, whoa, almost let something loose on the air there.
Let out the brown word.
The big brown tiger. Well, Leo, I don't know. Anything?
Nah, I'm good.
Want to get off your chest?
Nah, I'm good, man.
Will?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Like after a good bell.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, this is, well, crap. Let's, I have no music to fade out on. I wonder why. I wonder why I'm not set up. You know what? I take it back. We're going to fade out on corn.
Yeah, next week, let's prank call on the comments.
Just do it. Oh, my God. And then just play it on air. Like, as soon as we walk in. No, that's like the segment from 5 minutes earlier. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just be like, let's start the show with a prank call we just made to some crappy cable access show.
Oh, my God. Well, crap. I had a blast. Everyone, thank you for listening. All five of you, F you, for making this our lowest rated in a while. It's five listeners. Who cares? Yeah. Till next week.